This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey guys, it's Brittany. The Knot is off this week, but you know that we cannot leave y'all hanging without something to listen to. So I am going to go ahead and fall on my sword for today's bonus episode. I am going to play for you my guest appearance on a fellow podcast called Grown Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids. And the podcast is exactly that. It's grown people reading stuff they wrote when they were younger in front of a live audience. It's hosted by Dan Meisner, and the show is hilarious. I highly, highly recommend you go check it out. So we will be back next week with an all-new episode, but in the meantime, please enjoy this insight into a young Brittany Luce's mind. It's actually not that different from now. I don't know if it's that different from now, but enjoy.
Who in the room had a live journal? Our next reader, Brittany, had a live journal. She kept it when she was a teenager, and we're going to hear a handful of entries having to do with her hopes for the future, some musings from a few random Saturday nights, and her attempts at trying to be cool, but really not quite getting there. Please welcome Brittany to the Grown Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids stage.
Saturday, May 10th, 2003, 8:30 p.m. Wow. I have to say, I start a lot of my sentences with an expression of amazement. How funny. I'm staying in tonight, but it feels good. I think I kind of needed it. Mental health for Brittany. Didn't have a job. Okay. I realized today that now that I'm on LJ, I kind of have to censor what I say now that I'm on Carla's friends page. People read that shit. I can't name any names. Not really because I'm mudslinging, but more because of privacy issues. Adrian Brody is hosting SNL tonight. I love him. He is my future husband. I'll bet he's really hilarious. Random thought of the day. When I think about my future, I have to marry rich. I simply have no choice. But it all works. I'll probably marry someone older anyways, and I have expensive tastes, according to some. And then my friends can come visit me in my Park Avenue apartment and stay in one of my many guest rooms. Ah, I'm such a dreamer. Ugh, and a girl. I am such a girl. But one day, I'll be a rich woman.